Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month, which is going to be USARA. And we're sitting down with Mercedes Morgan from USARA to talk about their organization and what they're doing for the community. So Mercedes, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Thanks, Aiden. Appreciate being here.
So let's just start off. USARA founded back in 2006. Can you just kind of give us a brief overview of what the organization does?
Yeah, USARA was founded in 2006, and our main office is in Salt Lake. We have since expanded to 5 locations statewide. We are a peer-based organization, meaning that all of our employees have lived experience, and that is what we bring to the table.
And in something like recovery, that's something that is going to be very valuable to have someone who's gone through it. It's not someone who's just kind of been thrown into it. Someone who's gone through it and kind of knows what other people are going through. So it's a good way to kind of develop that peer-to-peer connection. And then let's kind of talk about some of the programs you guys offer. So on your website, it kind of talks about how the pathway to recovery is different for different people. So let's kind of talk about the different programs that you guys offer.
Yeah, we believe that everybody's recovery is individualized. Everybody got here differently, so they are going to recover differently. And what we really like to empower people in is finding something that works for them. So we currently offer 7 different mutual aid support groups throughout the week. And some of those look like Recovery Dharma, which is a Buddhist-based. We also have recovery yoga. We have coffee and recovery. We have Wellness Wednesdays, where we go into the community and we participate in different kinds of activities to really enhance people getting out and finding things that they can participate in and find enjoyment in again. So we play pickleball, we play basketball, lots of different things.
And then another thing that your organization kind of does is advocacy. So can you just kind of talk about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. We are very big on empowering individuals into advocating for themselves. So not only do we work on a one-on-one peer-based level where we offer recovery coaching to individuals, but we also currently take support meetings into Carbon County Jail for individuals that are incarcerated. We work with individuals that are in the courts as well as probation and parole. So we really try to empower people to get to a place where they feel comfortable advocating for themselves and speaking up about what their needs are.
And then something I've really loved when I was looking into USARA is the CASE acronym you guys have, the Celebrate, Advocate, Support, Empower. And I just think that's such a great thing for the community.
Yeah, we are all about acronyms. So it's really important that we treat it case by case. We advocate for individuals. We support individuals because their needs are going to be different. And again, we empower individuals to recover out loud because this is something that's impacted our community very heavily. And we need to be recovering loudly.
And then something we kind of talked about before we came on was you guys have a few events. You have an event coming up pretty soon here.
We do. We have our 4th annual Recovery Day event. We're super excited about it. It is going to be September 6th, which is a Friday. It will be from 3 to 7 o'clock. It's at the Price City Peace Gardens. We do invite all members of the community to come and participate in this event. We are really just taking an opportunity to celebrate individuals that are in recovery, that are seeking recovery, family members. And we will have a resource fair, we'll have dinner available, we will have an opportunity drawing, and we are going to be giving away a car again to somebody in recovery, bounce houses, kids games, photo booth, dunk tank, all of the good things.
So just a lot to be excited about going on with USARA right now. Now, Mercedes, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I would just like to leave them with, it is never too late. If you love someone, if you are someone, if you know someone who could benefit from recovery support services, everything we offer is free of charge. Come and see us down at 91 East Main Street right here in Price.
Well, Mercedes, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Mercedes Morgan from Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month, USARA. And for more information on that and for more Castle Country Focus interviews, you can visit castlecountryradio.com or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.